Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, it's time to get to some important stuff. You know, we screw around all day.
We do, yeah.
Have a lot of fun.
True.
But sometimes you got to get down to brass tacks and make decisions.
Yeah.
And people make hard decisions sometimes, even when it's difficult. Even when both options are great or both options are terrible. So let's dig deep on these.
All right.
Okay. With a round of Would You Rather. Hot Wings, would you rather have a horizontal butt crack or a vertical mouth?
Oh, I guess a horizontal butt crack. I would just sit on the toilet sideways.
That's true. And no one would have to know.
Nobody would have to know. I mean, my pants would probably fit a little weird.
Why would you have to sit on the toilet sideways, though?
Well, because they're, you know, I mean, the toilets I like, we were just going over that. They're the elongated ones. So it would be better to sit sideways if your butt went the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Those 90-degree angles.
Kelly, you picking horizontal butt?
Yeah, I'm picking horizontal butt, but I'm sticking to the same way I sit.
Feel like you could
I mean, you could. You probably could. I mean, I would try it both ways, but I definitely don't want my mouth going the wrong direction.
No.
I mean, you're never going to overcome that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It'd be like having two vaginas for me. So
it'd be looking,
I don't mean that.
Me too.
Weird.
Maitland, which are you picking?
Definitely going with the horizontal butt.
So everybody's horizontal butt?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, nobody has to see it.
I think everything would come out a little easier too.
Why?
I don't know. Something about being horizontal just makes it seem more like a waterfall rather than a pinched toes.
I mean, your sphincter hole would still be the same size.
It'd be pinched either way. If you take a pinched hose that you're holding with the pinch vertically and turn it to the sideways, is it then unpitched?
Yeah, gravity does something.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Didn't consider gravity.
You'd have higher pitched farts when you were sitting, though, because it would be different compression on that butt crack. Because when you sit normal, you're just, they're kind of spread
out.
Again,
it'd be the same.
But no, well, when you sit down in a chair, though, it would compress it upward, so it would be a tighter pinch.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We're going to have to try it. Find someone with a horizontal butt and then record their farts.
Yeah, get back to us.
Maitland, that's your job. New producer.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Would you rather poop out a pineapple or pee out a grape?
Oh, boy.
Pee out a grape.
Pee out a grape.
They can squish at least.
Man, I could do like an egg.
It doesn't get the squish, though.
But it's squishy-ish.
It would be.
Pineapple, pretty solid and not a wonderful outside.
No, and that's going to tear up everything. Yeah. The other one's going to stretch and it's going to hurt. But I've had a catheter before and those are shockingly wide. And it's not pleasant, but it's also not quite as big as a grape. But a pineapple would just, it'd shred you. You'd bleed to death. You'd be dead.
And you could still eat the grape if you peed it out, but you can't eat a pooped out pineapple.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to rinse a grape.
Yeah.
Well, you could.
Thank you, Hot Wings. I knew
you
could.
You could, you know, cut up the pineapple though and get rid of the outside.
But it's
protective shell.
Yeah, but it would be really tough to be able to get to the middle without touching the outside, and then you accidentally touch the pulp, and
and then the outside poo that you have to cut with that knife is just gonna slide down.
Yeah,
gross.
No good.
Steve,
also, you're bleeding to death.
This might be unfair, but I'm gonna have you go first on this one because I think it hits fairly close to home.
Okay.
Would you rather have sex but never orgasm, or have orgasms but never get to have sex? So just like, boom, ruined pants.
I think have sex but never orgasm.
Oh, welcome to the life of a lady.
Just be like being a woman. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that ain't so bad. I don't hear any complaining about that.
Talk to your wife, Steve. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Boom. Roasted. Ladies and gentlemen, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Not my problem, right?
Not my problem.
For sleeping.
Yeah, I didn't tell her what to do with her hands after I fell asleep. Just kidding. Kelly, which one are you picking?
I like having sex, so I think I'm going to do that, even if I don't orgasm.
Would you pull that drop of you and make it a back lift?
I like having sex.
I knew it. Kelly does talk about sex. Alex, which one are you picking?
Yeah, definitely sex without orgasm. The process is more fun. I mean, it'd be kind of lackluster if you're just sitting around and you go, well, I'm done. Like, I mean, it kind of takes the sport out of it. You
so
know?
Instead
I mean,
of orgasming, you have to actually just go, in lieu of that.
Like, that's what activated it.
Yeah.
Well, I feel a little pent up.
Yeah.
All right. Hot Wings, this one hits close to home for you. Would you rather pay for everything exclusively in pennies or have a pogo stick as your only mode of transportation?
Oh, boy, what a hassle in both cases. Man, I guess I would have to pay for everything in pennies.
You'd have to carry on the biggest bag. To get all the pennies everywhere.
Oh, good thing you have an automobile.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a huge hassle, but I got a pickup.
That's true.
Can you imagine making a down payment on a house, though?
The bank would hate you.
It would take so long.
You'd need a dump truck.
To do everything.
Kelly, would you rather never enjoy music again?
Oh, that'd be awful.
Or never enjoy food again?
Food.
I would choose food, too, and I love food. Food's my favorite.
Yeah, they both can make me feel better if I'm sad, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But music doesn't make me fat. So,
and if I had, that's exactly what I'm thinking. If I had to eat just to sustain, that'd be a lot better than enjoying. Also, I'm a songbird, and I think people would feel sad if I didn't get such joy out of singing.
Yeah, I think if you couldn't provide that joy to everybody, and then we couldn't enjoy it either.
Oh,
and plus, I mean, haven't you ever, without music at all, seen a plate of donuts and danced? Because I have.
Yeah, food makes me happy. I like to dance.
I have to ask, I wasn't with you guys traveling last week, but did we get the normal free beer singing country in the jetway performance?
I don't believe so.
I don't think we did. I don't think we did.
I was too busy making fun of Hot Wings for not knowing how to check into a flight. Hopefully, do they?
Yeah.
I don't have my boarding path. I don't even have my phone out. Oh, boy. It fell.
The app again.
Yeah.
That happened. Oh, I was just there. Now I've gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The phone just shut off. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Maitland, would you rather have the ability to effortlessly run at 100 miles per hour?
Oh, that would be kick ass.
So or cool. Fly at 10 miles per hour?
Mm. Run.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be like the vampires in Twilight, and they.
No one liked them.
Get places everywhere super fast.
They do move really fast.
They do. Kelly, what about you?
I'm flying.
Heck yeah. Oh, every time you land, you poo your pants.
I'm flying. I'll just put on some Depends.
It's only 10 miles per hour, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that ain't bad. That doesn't seem very efficient.
I'm taking 100%. I'm taking running 100 miles an hour. You are never the victim of a crime. You never have to worry about it.
Well, you can still be the victim.
No one's ever going to. Serial killer.
No.
Yeah, of course.
No, I'm talking about being a victim.
Well, if you were, You could still be a victim. You're not going to like be running while you sleep.
I get nervous out in parking lots that are dark and stuff alone, too, just like you might. So if somebody approached me and all of a sudden I'm like, bye.
How fast do you think bullets go?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they would be so caught off guard immediately.
There.
You're on. You're
I dead. Just shot you.
You're zigzagging. They can't.
Also,
hurt you
would still be fun to victimize with white collar crime. No. If you could run 100 miles per hour, I would steal from you all the time.
Well, that and like I could just hit you in my car that goes like 120 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah. You didn't think this through.
I would just step to the side and then you'd miss. And
but I'm not paying attention, so I don't see you. And when you step to the side, I'm actually taking that turn in that direction. I fly you right over.
Mm. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, but I would see you coming.
You'd
so.
Never catch me. I'm slowly idling away in the sky at 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like a no-wake zone in a crappy lake.
What a thrill ride.
It would be great to fly. I can run.
Yeah.
Not fast, but I have never flown before.
Never run 100 miles an hour before.
Kelly would rather find a person living in your attic or thousands of cockroaches living in your attic?
Oh, I lived in the South for a long time. I'd rather find cockroaches than a person. For sure.
That makes sense.
Because, like, how long you been there? Where are the cameras? What have you seen me do? Do you pay attention when I'm talking to myself? How embarrassing is that?
I doubt it that they would.
Also, no, how'd you get up there?
Yeah.
How have you been eating my food? I have so many questions. Actually, I'd like a person. I'd like to talk to them.
Then I don't have to talk to myself.
I just need a friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Much rather a person. They're also easier to get rid of.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Either way, you get a poison tent.
Yeah.
But you can get the one easy.
Easy.
Call pest control.
Yeah.